mainstream media.
Well, in our last set, we wrapped it up with music out of the Montreal jazz scene from trumpet player Joe Sullivan and his sextet of tenor player André Leroux, barry saxophonist Jean Frechette, bassist George Mitchell, pianist Tilden Webb, and drummer Dave Robbins from the album Rumors from the Soul. We heard Unfamiliar Surroundings. Before that, an album that was a tribute to composer and guitarist Michael O'Neill, who passed in 2016, from a longtime associate of his, drummer Peter Perfido, music recorded in Basel, Switzerland, working with vocalist Chris Adams, pianist Bob Deegan, and bassist André Busser. From the album Away, we heard the track Anthem. And the set started with an album just being released from young star drummer and composer Marcello Corelli from his album First Impressions. We heard the Joe Henderson tune Ricotta Me, Bob Mincer on the tenor, Russell Ferrant on piano, and bassist Mike Garola, an album that mixes classic tracks with original compositions from Marcello. Hey, and just a reminder, you're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. We're here every week with 2 hours of jazz. And if you can't stay for the whole show, or maybe if you're just tuning in, you'll find a link to a podcast of this week's episode, along with playlist information, on the show's website, jazzboulevard.ca.
Thank you.
You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. Fifth recording from New York City-based Vancouverite, vocalist and bassist Brandy Disterheff. An album out in 2020 on Just In Time Records called Surfboard that was on Broadway. Project saw her working with pianist Klaus Müller and Brazilian drummer Porcinho. Big band music from bassist Christian McBride before that, from the album For Jimmy, Wes, and Oliver, the track Road Song. And that was a project making reference to a mid-60s recording out of the Rudy Van Gelder Studios that brought together Jimmy Smith, Wes Montgomery, with charts from Oliver Nelson. On this project, he was working with organist Joey DeFrancesco and guitarist Mark Whitfield. And the set started with music recorded in Vancouver, BC, from the group Nightcrawlers, from their album Do You Know a Good Thing? That was 1974 Blues. Corey Weeds on the tenor, Dave Sekula on the guitar, Chris Jestrin on the organ, and Jessica Hill on drums.